People were all a-twitter when Coca-Cola changed their original recipe. I don't care much for soft drinks, but it made me think of what change would make me go all a-twitter. I would be most upset if they ever tried to remake The Andy Griffith Show. It is perfect, as is, except, of course, for those color episodes, but they don't even count. If those trashy reality shows or vulgar exposés got a hold of The Andy Griffith Show, I imagine poor Andy would have to spend a few grueling hours on Nancy Grace answering the tough questions. What actually happened to his rarely mentioned dead wife? What did he know? That Nancy Grace could even make Andy sweat. Helen Crump would have been long gone. No woman would put up with being strung along year after year. She probably jumped the fence with Thelma Lou, moved to Santa Fe, where they'd lived happily ever after in a commune macrameing. Of course, they would 12-step poor Otis right into celebrity rehab. Aunt Bee would have had enough with that podunk town. She would sign on as the new spokesperson for Jenny Craig, visit her local plastic surgeon, and nip up everything that needed nipping and move to Boca, flinging her frying pan out the car window. Floyd the Barber would change the name of the barbershop to a salon and make millions selling all kinds of hair products and charging thousands for a Brazilian blowout. Barney would just have a short career as a lounge singer, but his song, Juanita, would define him as a one-hit wonder. Defeated again by life's trials and tribulations, Barney would finally snap and use his one and only bullet, narrowly missing Andy. A man can only be second fiddle for only so long. Ernest T. Bass would be Ernest T. Bass. A reality show wouldn't be able to create a more outrageous character. The Darlings would strike pay dirt by franchising their moonshine operation as organic free-range hooch, selling exclusively to Whole Foods, and they are regularly featured on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Of course, there is no way they could change Opie. That would be sacrilegious. Yep, some things need to be left alone.